As we move into 2015, it's becoming clearer and clearer that this is the time that we reclaim the light. This is the time that we understand the dual nature of symbolism. And this is the time to understand how to take the power back. That's why I'm so glad that I'm able to get our dear friend Max Egan on, who is a researcher, truth seeker, radio show host, filmmaker, and one of the leaders of the Global Awakening Movement. His website is thecrowhouse.com. We've had him on many, many times before, and the conversations have gone from everything from ancient history to ayahuasca to what's going on in Palestine. I mean, this man infiltrated the Palestinian borders, got into Palestine to bring you the real information of what was going on with the whole Israel-Palestine or Gaza conflict. And it's just absolutely remarkable what this man has done for humanity. So I'm very glad to have him on the show. Max, how are you doing, sir?
Very well, Chris. What a lovely intro. Thank you very much, brother.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, thank you for all you're doing, because you really are an inspiration to everybody out there. And I know that you went to the Amazon. You did a little bit of filming. I mean, you've just been all over the place. What's going on here? Is it that you're just tapped into the truth frequency, and so the universe is just opening all these doors for you?
Well, that seems to be the way it's been. I haven't really planned on doing any of it. It's just kind of happened. Yeah, doorways just opened. So it's amazing, actually, just this year, the amount of doorways that have opened this year, the amount of people that have contacted me right out of left field. It's been amazing. So it's going to be a very interesting year, I think.
I think so, too. I can feel it energetically. Now, last year, right towards the end, I was feeling this negative energy. And we've been speculating, and of course, this is pure speculation. We can't prove any of this, but I think that they are messing with the timelines. And so what we're experiencing is our consciousness on one timeline and then jumping to another and back and forth. And there's one that's very negative and one that's very positive, and we seem to be on the positive one right now. And if we can just hold on to this timeline, then we can steer things over to the positive. But have you speculated on anything as far as timing manipulation like that?
No, look, I haven't. It's an interesting way of looking at it, but I feel very positive about this year. I really do. I mean, they're going crazy. They're just ramping things up to a ridiculous degree, ISIS and all these wars and everything they can think of, terror attacks everywhere, all this rubbish that's just gone on in Paris. I mean, it's like they're just running scared. They're doing everything they can, pulling out every trick in the book, trying to keep people distracted and convince people that we need a leader. You know, the world's so dangerous. We can't charge our governments with war crimes now because, oh my God, look at the state of the world. We need them to look after us, you know. So that's what it's about. There's a wonderful quote by Plato that I use on many of my radio shows. I always put it in the description of the shows. It says, when the tyrant has disposed of foreign enemies by conquest or treaty and there's nothing left to fear from them, he's always stirring up some war or another in order that the people may require a leader. And that's what they're doing. They're running scared. They know the wheels are falling off. Look, we got Tony Blair being charged with war crimes, or saying he should be, and hopefully he is. And they're threatening Dick Cheney with charging him with war crimes. All these people throughout Europe, all these diplomats and foreign people are all, you know, all these foreign leaders are all asking why on earth the United States is dropping weapons to ISIL all the time. You know, it's come out that ISIL are receiving funding from the Golan Heights. We've just found out that the Pentagon's just asked for 2.1 billion in funding to pay Iraqi soldiers, right? And at the same time, it comes to light that there's actually 50,000 ghost soldiers on the payroll on the Iraqi army that are receiving wages from the United States. And then we look at this as well, and we see that there's actually 50,000 to 60,000 ISIL terrorists in the area. Okay, a minimum 50,000 ghost soldiers receiving wages and 50,000 ISIL members in the area. I think I see a connection here. You know, all this stuff's coming out. So the wheels are falling off. So they're doing everything they can. We're going to see a massive escalation in these little terror attacks like we've seen in France, because, like, we've got Prince Andrew being charged with sex slavery. I mean, like, everything. It's just the wheels are falling off. Pedophile charges against massive amounts of British MPs. You know, all of this stuff, they're doing everything they can to hide all of this. So, you know, we're going to see it all, but it's the empire and its death throes. It really is. People are just stepping back and looking at it and shaking their heads in disbelief these days, you know. Well, all this posturing in Ukraine and everything, it's just unbelievable, you know.
Well, I think the fact that they're trying to hide it makes it worse, because it's almost like walking in on somebody that's having sex with somebody that's, you know, not their husband or wife, and they, you know, they push them in the bathroom and you can totally tell what's going on. It's gotten ridiculous. Their hubris is the cause of their own downfall.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not even like a B-grade movie anymore. It's like a C-grade movie. It's ridiculous, all the stuff they're doing. Just trying to distract you from all of the other news that's coming out about these people. They're just trying to keep people in fear of this terrible Muslim terrorist threat that's coming to all of our countries. And it's not. It's them. It's them doing the same thing. They're just ramping it up and calling it Muslims. They're not Muslims at all. Most of it's Mossad. Most of it's probably Blackwater Z Academy, whatever they're called this year, this week. They change their name more often than they change their socks. So who knows what that organization's about. But, yeah, if this is religious extremists, then I'd point my finger at Eric Prince, fundamental Christian extremist, with the biggest private mercenary army on the planet, namely Blackwater Z Academy, who's doing all of this. I'd say that's the main culprit behind all of the instability in the Middle East, you know. It's all been cooked up by the West, the whole thing. And it's really obvious that it's been cooked up by the West, and people are just standing back and wondering. I mean, look what they did with Ukraine and Crimea and all of this. I mean, this was so ridiculous. You know, expanding NATO borders right until the point that they're all on Russia's doorstep, and then accusing Russia of flying warplanes along NATO borders. Well, hang on, Russia's just patrolling its borders the way it's always been doing. You've just expanded NATO borders to Russia's borders, so Russia doesn't have any choice but to fly planes along NATO borders. And then you want to put a nuclear missile base in Crimea so you can hit Moscow within 5 minutes with a nuclear missile before it. This would be like, you know, if Russia didn't try to annex Crimea, it'd be the same as if Russia had moved into Mexico and decided to put a missile base there. You know, America would be up in arms. It'd annex Mexico straight away. You know, it's the same thing. I mean, it's just so ridiculous. And the whole world can see it. And so I think the wheels are going to fall off. They're bringing about their own downfall simply because they're panicking and they're making so many mistakes.
Well, and they say about Muslim extremism, if you're not afraid for yourself and for America, then be afraid for poor little Israel. Look at Israel. Look how small it is and how weak it is compared to this huge Muslim extremist force. When you've got the Ukrainian army made up of mostly neo-Nazis being trained by Blackwater, and nobody says a word about that on Fox News. It's all about the Muslim extremists. It's amazing.
Yeah. Well, you know, these Muslim extremists aren't Muslim at all, because what they're doing is they're not Muslim extremists. They're not religious extremists, because if they were religious extremists, they'd be carrying out things to the letter of their religion. Right. But they're not. If they're actually dealing with religion at all, then they're all ensuring themselves an eternity in hell, because they're raping women and children, cutting off the heads of everybody. These aren't Muslims. These are just terrorists. These are Blackwater Z, Mossad. They're all receiving funding from the Golan Heights and medical treatment from the Golan Heights. They're all using U.S. weaponry. It's the West. It's going in there and doing what the United States wanted to do but couldn't legally do, was going and destabilize the entire region. So they're doing all of this. Because the wheels are falling off the Western Empire, they've had to cook up this new threat. Al-Qaeda had run out of steam, so they've created this whole ISIS menace. And there's probably a certain amount of fanatical, you know, people in there from the Middle East that are just pissed off with the whole situation and want to get on the bandwagon of anything. But the whole thing has been financed and engineered by the West, and that's what it's all about, destabilizing the Middle East. Israel, they're attacking everybody but Israel. If Israel is under such a threat, then why heck can they've never attacked Israel?
Very well said. We'll pick it up with Max Egan right on the other side. Don't go anywhere. We're really seeing things shifting, and as Max Egan, our guest, said, there seems to be something that is stopping all of their plans. Everything is coming to surface. We are experiencing the great apocalypse, which is the great revealing, just as it's been written. But Max, let me ask you this. Why do you think this is happening? Is it because they've been acting out of desperation for so long that everything is just convoluted and jumbled up right now? Or is it the fact that people like you and I have been exposing this over and over and over again, teaching people how to shine that light within themselves, and energetically something is going on in the background?
Well, look, all of the above, I think, Chris. I really do. I mean, with all their plans, they still can't really account for human spirit. I mean, these people are psychopaths. They have no empathy. They think they know how people think, and they do to a certain degree on a left brain level. But because they don't really understand spirituality. They don't understand empathy. They, you know, we keep shifting the goalposts. So the more they attempt to do to us, you know, we just change the goalposts and we wake up by default. More and more people do. I mean, I think it's all of the above. I really do. I don't think that they're ever going to win. I don't think that they're ever going to create the global police state that they want to build. I really think that we're going to circumvent the whole thing. And that's what I think we're seeing now. Like, this is ridiculous. It's really gotten to a ridiculous degree. The whole war posturing against Russia and everything they're doing in the Middle East, ISIS, everything, it's gotten ridiculous. It really has. This parachuting, it's all gotten ridiculous. And, you know, they can't maintain the facade for very much longer. And the more this is happening, like I say, you see more and more of these criminal cases coming forth, these suggestions of war crimes, these child slavery rings, these pedophile rings, all of this stuff's coming to the surface at the same time. You know, it's come to the surface here. There, our prime minister's a dual citizen. You're not allowed to be a dual citizen and even be a politician, let alone a prime minister. So there's all sorts of stuff coming to the surface. So, you know, I think that's what a lot of this is. They've got to try to ramp up the fear, ramp up the terrorism, so they keep the general public, people who get their news from the television, keep these people on the treadmill, keep them distracted, keep them supporting the building of this police state, because it's the only hope they've got. But the more they do it, you know, even these people are waking up and they're beginning to see that something's terribly wrong. It's just all out of control, you know. So I don't think they're going to win, Chris. I really don't. I think this year is going to be one of the big turning points. I really do. I think we're going to see a lot of action this year.
I think so, too. Yeah. Absolutely. It is all starting to come unraveled. It is really, really a beautiful thing. So, Max, when everything crumbles down, what's the next step after that? Because there's going to be chaos. And, well, let me ask you this question first. Do you think that they're orchestrating this chaos on purpose so they can ultimately create order out of this chaos of the entire system crumbling?
Absolutely. That's exactly what my show is about this week. Actually, the name of this week's show is called Chaos is Manageable, because it is. I mean, that's what they're doing. They prefer to have countries in a state of chaos rather than have them in a state of empowerment. Because they can deal with chaos better than they can deal with a united, empowered community. Now, chaos is quite manageable. You can just pump more weapons into it and they'll kill each other and you'll end up with nothing, you know, nothing working at all, a complete basket case of a country, and then you can just do with it what you want. You can bring the military in, you can establish what order you want and do whatever you want with it. You know, get control of the resources. You just leave these countries the way they've done to Libya. I mean, Libya's basically eating itself alive. You know, it's become just a hotbed of just everything you can think of. You know, because they went in there, they destroyed the government, they destroyed the infrastructure, and they replaced it with nothing. And that's what you get. And that's what they're doing with everything. That's what they're doing with the whole Middle East. That's what they intend to do with Syria. That's what they'll do with Iraq. They'll just balkanize the whole place. It'll end up with these little sectarian areas. You'll end up with, you know, these divisions in all of these countries, an area for the Shiites, an area for the Sunnis, an area for the Kurds, an area for just this group of rabble and that group of rabble. So there'll be all sorts of different factions that spring up, different groups of freedom fighters, different groups of this, different groups of that. You know, half of them will be controlled and half of them will be legitimate people trying to do something else, but it'll all be completely divided, and that's easy to manage because then you can go and pick them off at a piece at a time. And you can create greater Israel the way they want to do. Everything that they're, you know, it's all pointing to the same thing, mate. So chaos is quite manageable. And that's what they intend to do with the area. That's what they intend to do with Iraq right from the start, was just create chaos. Get in there, get control of all the resources, get the pipelines happening, and then just leave it in a state of chaos. And they want to destabilize the rest of the Middle East, according to the Greater Israel Project, but they can't really do it legitimately. So they have to cook up this whole terrorist threat. So they cook up ISIS. Suddenly we've got ISIS appear on the scene, incredibly well-funded, incredibly well-armed, out there saying that they're Muslim extremists, and they're going out and destabilizing every Muslim country in the area. They're not attacking Israel. They're not attacking any of the allies of the West. They're getting weapons drops from the United States. They're receiving medical assistance in the Golan Heights paid for by Israel, documented. The documentation exists to prove this is happening. So this is what's going on. Then the US says, oh, we're going to go in and bomb these terrorists. They go into the Syria and they start bombing granaries and hospitals and highways and all this sorts of infrastructure which helps the people. Doesn't hurt the terrorists, but it hurts the people. And they do the same in Iraq. They go in and they bomb infrastructure and they say they're attacking the terrorists. They're actually doing weapons drops to the terrorists. and they're bombing the infrastructure and just destabilizing the whole area. And at the same time, they're portraying this whole Muslim threat to the Western world. So the whole West thinks we're being threatened by Muslims, when really it's Blackwater, it's America, it's Israel, it's these whole people going in and creating the enemy that they need to give them the excuse to go in and destabilize the entire region. That's what's happening. And it's transparent. It's absolutely transparent. When you look at it, just look at what ISIL are doing, and these aren't Muslims. Why are all these Muslims running away in fear of these guys? If these guys want to set up an Islamic State, wouldn't the Muslims like that? It's not an Islamic State at all. It's just chaos is what they're setting up, you know. So people have got to step back and look at this. And the media, the mainstream media, is so complicit in war crimes, it's ridiculous. If anything ever comes of war crimes charges to any politician, the media need to be held absolutely accountable just as much as they are, because they have fed all of this rubbish to the public, and that's who's spinning it all. And we really need to look at these people.
Well, and that's how the mainstream media operates. They act like everybody that's watching their material is a complete moron. It's just like with the whole Saudi Arabia did 9/11 thing. You know, they know that people are scared of Muslims. And so instead of just admitting, okay, it was Israel and elements of the U.S. government that did 9/11, they're saying, no, it's Saudi Arabian terrorists. You know, so it's another level after another level after another level of deceit and just thinking that you must be an idiot and you must just believe everything that you hear.
Yeah, and also blowing things out of proportion and feeding people blatant disinformation. There's even the Paris media, this whole event that's just gone on in Paris with the shooting of this police officer. One Paris media outlet is calling it France's 9/11. You know, and I thought, well, there you go. Maybe you're telling the truth, because it's a false flag, same as 9/11, you know. So, yeah, it's France's 9/11. This is their big false flag that gets them involved in this fake war on terror, you know, the way everybody else is. So, in a way, they're telling the truth. But what a way to spin it. This is France's 9/11, you know. We've got to get in there and kill all the Muslims as well. You know?
It's a total false flag. And we're just going to keep seeing them come. But, you know what, as long as we see from that broader perspective, we will continue to expose them. We will be right back.
Did you know you can listen from any telephone by dialing 832-225-5308? That's 832-225-5308. Wherever you are, make it TFR.
We're speaking with Max Egan about world events, and Max, I do have to say, I may be jaded a little bit here in 2015, because we've spent the last couple of years exposing a lot of the geopolitical corruption, and now I've started to go back into myself and look within myself and change. The only thing that I really have control to change over, but I do want to ask you, does it come to a point, though, when we realize that all the news, all the global events that we see, the false flags, the wars, the rumors of wars, even the fact that the whole pedophile conspiracy being uncovered right now, I think that this is all controlled. I think what they're doing is throwing each other under the bus in order to cover up the even deeper levels of everything. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it could well be. It could well be. You know, whatever the reason, it's good that it's coming to a head. You know, and people say, well, what can we do about it? Well, you know, what we've got to do is step up to the plate. The whole population needs to step up to the plate and start reversing the sequence that's brought us here. You know, like a lot of people would say, okay, well, let's just have a big revolution and overthrow the governments. Well, that's not really going to work, because we'll just replace them with dictatorships and we'll still have most of society in the mental state that they're in now and the consciousness that they're in now. So we'll end up back here or worse, you know. So, you know, we've got a system here now that we kind of need in order to nurse ourselves or nurse society back to a point where we don't need it, you know what I mean? So, I mean, a lot of people depend on it, so we can't just pull the system down. We need to step up and demand accountability for all these crimes that we're seeing. I mean, it's everywhere. It's not debatable that the Iraq war was a war crime. It's not debatable that these people are pedophiles and all this stuff. Even with this whole Prince Andrew sex slave thing with this Epstein character. They say, oh, Prince William's involved in a sex scandal. It's not a scandal. It's a crime. You know, when the royals or the politicians carry out a crime, they call it a scandal. The media calls it a scandal. It's not a scandal. It's a crime. You know, when we have a little scandal in our lives, they call it a crime. You know, so it's the wording of all these things. The people need to step up to the plate, and we need to replace our politicians with some honest people. Do something about this monetary system, because that's ultimately what's brought us to this point. That's the head of the snake, the private issuance of currency. It's what's, you know, created this whole situation. It's what creates greed, perceived ownership, all of this sort of stuff, because of the artificial scarcity that comes from this money system. So we need to put some honest politicians in place, or honest people in place. We don't need politicians. We don't need politicians in government. We need good administrators is what we need. People to administrate our infrastructure properly, put in an honest money system, and lead us back to a point where we don't need a government at all. You know, lead us back to a point where the government gets smaller and smaller, and it's just a group of people that manage our infrastructure and re-educate humanity in some way. I mean, we've just got to stop. We've just got to, like, realize that we're on this roller coaster ride, and we simply have to get off. It's as simple as that. Whatever the consequences are, whatever happens, we can't allow it to just continue going in the direction that it's going. We have to stop it. And we have to do whatever it takes to stop it. You know, I don't believe in violence. I think we can do it non-violently, simply by refusing to comply with anything which interferes with our moral compass. I think that's the key to the whole thing. Forget the legislation. Doesn't matter. You know, going back to all the natural constitutions, the first constitutions that were put in place for all of our countries would help. Whether there's arguments, whether these things are valid or whether they've been ratified or whatever, doesn't matter. It's a good document. It looks like it works. Let's use this, regardless of all the legal rubbish that goes along with it. Let's just start here and then see if we can work out something better. But we have to step up to the plate, embrace the warrior spirit, and call a spade. These people are criminals, and we need to stop complying with what they're doing, because they're destroying the planet, and we're letting them, because we're believing that all this rubbish they write on pieces of paper are actual laws that control us, and we give our authority away to them. It's rubbish. It's training, and we have to break this mold and get out of this mindset and step up to the plate and start acting like real human beings again. I think that's the key to the whole thing, Chris. It lies in the hearts of every single individual out there, and now's the time that you have to step up and be counted. Do the right thing. Step into your moral compass and do the right thing. That's all it will take to change the world.
Well, it is becoming a crime in this day and age to be a human being, feeding the homeless. We've talked about this on past shows. They're arresting people for feeding the homeless. It is a crime to just sit down here in Denver, Colorado, on the streets, and they are literally taking people, hauling them off into FEMA camps, people that they claim are homeless. And now this is no longer conspiracy theory. It's conspiracy fact at this point.
Yeah, I've heard that they've been taking people to FEMA camps. Is that confirmed that that's where they're taking homeless people now?
Yes. We did confirm it.
Yeah, former Army barracks is where they're keeping the latest batch.
This is pretty chilling.
Hmm. Well, see, and this is what society does, you know. They raise the price of everything, and they create absolute pandemonium at home, and you end up with more and more homeless people. I mean, how hard is it to get a job in the United States now? I mean, what is it, hospitality, security, or working in factories making bomb parts? I mean, you don't have a lot of industry there anymore. There's not a lot of jobs, and so there's a lot of homeless people. And, you know, they empty the jails, and, you know, they get people in and out of jail all the time. So, yeah, they create this whole situation. So when you look at it as a business and you look at human beings as chattels, and you see you've got this government system, this commercial system. We've got all this entertainment and hospitality industry to keep people distracted, keep them spending their money, get them involved in drugs and prostitution and all this other stuff. If they really want a job, well, there's always the military. They can go and kill other people in other countries. Or they can work in factories making bomb parts. You've got all these people competing with each other. You know, it's a perfect factory setup. You've got this prison system. You've got the hospital system. You're feeding these people food that's all GM engineered, which is creating animosity and giving them all messed up brainwaves and making them want to rip each other's throats out anyway. Feeding them all this stuff with televisions, electromagnetism. I mean, really, when you look at it, you step back, it's a great plan. This is how you run this human trafficking business. You got the jail system. You got it all there. So you can see what they're doing. But it's seen that it's puppeteered and orchestrated. And you've got to understand that it's because these people don't have empathy and they don't care. They don't want your money. It's not about taking your money or anything like that. They've got unlimited money. They run the banks. They print money out of thin air. They just make the whole thing up. They don't care about money. It's about control. It's about controlling every aspect of the human spirit and puppeteering different sections of it, playing little bits off against each other like a chess game. It's like a big sand pit, and you've got these guys here. They've got their little – it's like Game of Thrones. You know, you've got all your little armies and your little kings and all your little factions that you play off against each other, and you're just sitting up there smoking cigars and drinking cocktails and having sex with little boys and just laughing at the whole thing. That's what they do, you know. So you can't expect any decency. You can't expect any remedy. You can't expect to find any way out of this by using the system, because the system isn't designed to do that. What you've got to do is step into your heart space and realize that you're being played. Step into your heart space, stand up and be a human being. I mean, I've tried everything, Chris. I've tried every single thing, every action. I've looked down all the legal avenues, looked down all the trust law, all the this law, all the that law, and you start to realize that it's all fiction. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you lose the name. They don't care. They don't play by their own rules. The rules are there for you, not them. And the only way to get out of this is to realize who and what you are. And that's been my message for 6 or 7 years on these shows, on the radio shows that I've been doing. You know, it's really the only way out. And we have this year to do it, I think. And I think we have to do it this year. And I think we will, because people are just seeing it. People are seeing that they're being played. They're seeing that these people are just panicking. They're running scared. It's an absolute mess that they've created. You know, all these governments, Putin and all this, are just sitting back shaking their heads in disbelief, you know, going, what do these people really hope to achieve? Do they seriously think they're going to get away with this? You know, and they're not. I mean, people think they are because the media spins it that way, but they're not. People are waking up in droves. So, you know, the more they do, I just say bring it on, the more people you're waking up, and you're not going to win anyway.
Bring it on. That's what you have to do. Take a step back and remember that we're human beings. That's what we have to remember. We are spirits in a human body. Don't go anywhere. Max, I would say we have a pretty clear picture of what our world is now. And I would say that we have a pretty clear picture of how they want the world to be. But let me ask you this. What is your picture of how the world can be?
Oh, look, mate, I think we have unlimited potential. I really do. It's even hard to picture the potential that we have. You know, I often think, you know, if you can imagine that human beings are here to experience themselves to their fullest potential and to create to their fullest potential. That's what we do. We create things. You know, we love to create. Imagine if we lived in a state of harmony with each other, where we actually respected each other and we were added to each other's creations. We added to each other's ideas. Imagine if you had 7 billion souls and 7 billion minds working in unison and harmony to create something wonderful, what you could create. Now, when you put all that together, the sky's the limit. You know, the only thing that is limiting to what we could create is our belief in what we could create. And I don't think that there are any limits. I think that science is flawed. I think that when we look at things through our right brain as well as our left brain, we find out that we've got far more creative potential than we believed. And I just think it's amazing what we could do. You know, I see the potential that we have to exponentially create when we put all our minds together. It's just phenomenal. So, you know, the picture that we could have and the future that we could have is beyond imagination. It really is, because in the type of world that we've got now with this left brain education, and you don't put right brain thinking into it, and you don't put your energetic relationship to the universe into it, in your thoughts of creation, then you're not really creating properly. So it's even hard from this left brain reality to imagine what we could create. But I think the sky's the absolute limit, mate. I think we could create an entirely new universe if we so desired to do so.
I think you're right.
I think you're spot on with that as well. And they understand this. They understand that our collective consciousness forges reality. And because of that, they're able to manipulate us through movies and television shows. And they're able to make us think about an event. And I think that helps push that event forward. But I think what's been happening over the course of the last year and what we're going to be seeing here in the future is that people are not falling for it anymore. And I think this is the energetic force that I was mentioning earlier that is thwarting all of their plans.
Well, yeah, you know, with the movies and With the movies and a lot of stuff they put out, a lot of the predictive programming they put out, like things such as Lucy, where it shows this girl's all of her consciousness coming online and how she can manipulate reality, they make it looking like she has to do this through drugs and all this sort of stuff. So they actually show you what's going on, but they limit your potential to understand it properly. And they limit your potential to believe that you're actually capable of doing this yourself. So it's not just predictive programming, but it's also designed to, like, energetically limit you in your own thoughts of your own possibility. And also it's like a pressure valve. When we see the world turning to what it is, we need to be able to go into some of these movies and see the hero win. We see this terrible world and this one person standing against it, and at the end of the film, we sigh a sigh of relief. The world's been saved. The hero did it. And we've lived the whole journey vicariously through them. So it releases the pressure in our own minds. We go home, we feel relaxed, we sleep well that night. Otherwise, we would have been at home worrying and possibly making plans to do something about the global situation ourselves rather than living vicariously through this person in the movie. So there's all sorts of stuff in the movies. But also with the truth movement or alternative research movement as well, there's not a lot of people that are looking at this from a solution-based perspective, and they're just bringing you the problem, and they're making these problems seem insurmountable to people. And so therefore, this is creating this reality for a lot of people. They're seeing it all as insurmountable. There's nothing they can do about it. The police state's just inevitably going to be built, and there's nothing we can do, because that's what a lot of people are telling them. And you've got a lot of very prominent radio announcers and alternative media announcers that are just doing this, and they're not seeing this as an opportunity for change, because it is an opportunity for change. And really, when you step back and look at it, it's like a freak show. The wheels are falling off. Otherwise, it wouldn't be so crazy at the moment. They're shooting planes out of the sky. We got terrorist organizations. We got weapons drops to terrorist organizations. We got war with Russia. We got all of this stuff going on. I mean, it's ridiculous. Ebola. I mean, what else can they think of? And soon we're going to have Ebola infected ISIL terrorists that are strapping suicide bombs to themselves, that are going to fly planes into buildings. And they're going to bring about a new ice age by destroying the nuclear power plant, which is going to result in a new Holocaust, but they'll find the passports in the park nearby with a Quran, so we'll know it was them. I mean, this is what we're heading to. It's ridiculous, you know what I'm saying? What are they going to think of next? They're doing everything they can to ramp up the fear, and that is a lot of what is projecting this and creating this reality. People need to step back and look at this and go, this is theatre. It's absolute theatre, and it's bad theatre. It's not even good acting. I mean, you know, come on, folks. Let's really look at this. We've got a bunch of criminals that are running the planet that are doing everything they can to convince you that you need them to protect you, when they're the ones that are creating all of the problems, and all we have to do is stand up and say, hey, we're not being fooled anymore. You're a criminal, and it's time for you to step down and go and do something else, preferably go and live on Christmas Island or something, you know. That's what we need to do. You know,
a lot of people are afraid of the change, though. A lot of people, as you mentioned earlier, they're still hooked onto this idea that they need government, that the entire world will fall apart without government. So where do we begin with these people? How do we show them that, no, we don't need these people who have been controlling us since the beginning of time, who are nothing but corrupt?
Well,
it's a 100% corrupt organization. In order to move up, you have to become corrupt. So where do we begin with them?
Well, but this is why we have to use the mechanism that's there. You know, if we just have to acknowledge the fact that these political parties that we've got are all criminals. They've created this whole war on terror. They've brought it out of a hat. It's created out of thin air. They've murdered millions upon millions of people. They've promoted debt slavery, enslaved their entire nations to the debt. So they're criminals. There's no debating that point. Okay, so there's a mechanism of government there. So we can get some honest people, put them in place, we can vote for them out of our community or whatever, find some honest people, put them in there, revert back to our original constitutions for all of our countries, and make government totally transparent. Put cameras in every room, put cameras there so we can all watch what's going on, and then let's do something about this monetary system, and let's have a transparent government that can put in a proper real education system, a proper real monetary system, and let's steer us back to a point of self-awareness. Because there are people who need government. They need it there. You can't just dissolve government now and go back to a state of anarchy, because there'd be chaos. People just don't know how to look after themselves. The mechanism's there. We have to use it to reverse the sequence and take us back to a point where we don't need it. but it's a step-by-step process. First step is put some honest people in there. Second step is get rid of this dishonest monetary system, this system of debt slavery. Third step, put in a proper education system. You can do that all at one time. Get some honest people in there, change the monetary system and change the education system, and that's a good start. Then we figure it out from there through transparency in government, where the whole nation gets involved. And we decide what's actually going on here, figure out what's actually going on, and start getting all these toxins out of the food and all of this stuff that's been done to us. I mean, there's so much they've done to us. There's no debating that these people are criminals. They're destroying the planet. They're destroying the human experience, and it's about time we stepped up to the plate and did something about it. And the only thing that stops us is the rules that these people wrote. Well, if criminals write rules and they put them in place to control you, well, these rules aren't valid. These people work for us, and we need to remember that and just do something about it. I mean, that's my suggestion anyway. I mean, people need government. They're used to it. So we need to use the system that's there and reverse the sequence back to a point where we don't need it. And if we make it transparent enough, then we can probably get away with doing this, you know. And if anyone's got a better suggestion, hey, I'm all ears.
Excellent. We've got about a minute and a half left. What's coming up at the Crow House?
Well, I've got a show today, which will be my last show for this season. Then I've got a bunch of speaking dates. I've got to speak at the Rainbow Serpent Festival in Victoria later this month. Then I've got to speak in Byron Bay the next month. I've got a whole bunch of stuff I've got to do this year. I want to launch Full Circle Project this year. I've got a lot of people involved in that, so I've got a lot to do. I actually, when I go off the air for this show, I honestly don't know when I will be back on air. It may be a month, it may be two, it may be six, I have no idea. But I'm doing little slots like this, and I'm doing little slots on Press TV, and I'm doing little bits here and there, so that'll all get uploaded anyway, so I'll still be able to catch up with people.
Excellent. Max, thank you so much for your time. Once again, thecrowhouse.com, ladies and gentlemen. And make sure you check out all of Max Egan's podcasts, because you will be enlightened with so much empowering information. It is it's way too much for me to put into words in this next 30 seconds. So I'll just say this. Don't go anywhere. We've got Marshall Clarkfeld on the other side, disciple of Zechariah Sitchin. Were we created by extraterrestrials? We'll find out in the second and third hour of the broadcast.